Welcome to the Healthcare IT Today interview series. We feel lucky to be able to talk to so many smart, passionate, and knowledgeable people in healthcare. Now, we're taking our favorite interviews and sharing them with you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy perspectives on the world of health IT.
Hey everyone, I'm John Lynn, the founder and chief editor at Healthcare IT Today. We're excited to bring you another in our series of interviews with top leaders in health IT. And our guest today is Anthony Murray. He's chief interoperability officer at MRO. Welcome, Anthony.
John, great to see you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to be here. So, you know, before we dive into today's topic, tell us a little bit about yourself and MRO.
Sure. So MRO is a leader in the clinical data exchange space. So we're helping providers connect more seamlessly with payers and other requesters of information. And we provide a handful of services and trying to really break down some of the challenges that still exist when we're trying to exchange complex health information.
Yeah, absolutely. Now it's interesting, you're Chief Interoperability Officer. Yes. I love the title.
Thank you.
You know, and when we talk about interoperability in healthcare, it's a really broad term. It can mean a lot of things to a lot of different people. How does MRO come into play in the interoperability space?
So, I mean, if you really think about breaking down what interoperability is, it's the meaningful connection of systems, sharing information seamlessly. And we're trying to do as much we can to help drive automation into that process as well. So in order to do that, we have to bring all the expertise that we have around clinical information and apply it to the technologies that we're trying to put in place today. So I think that combination of 22 years plus of digging into and understanding clinical information, data mapping, and being strong technologists as well as strong service providers are really helping us hone in on the needs of the people that are really trying to request this information and building reusable tools so that we share in a more natural way.
I think it's interesting you talk about the automation part. Because the process over that 22 years, I mean, you understand data because you pulled the records literally. Yep. Like, but it was a very manual process.
Yes.
Talk to us some more about that automation piece. I think that's, you know, a lot of times we don't care how the data gets there, but like, to be frank, we probably should because there's the volume's increasing.
So absolutely.
Talk to us about the automation piece.
So obviously the demands on the providers to satisfy all of the needs of people asking for more and more information just continues to grow. We have a whole lot of numbers that prove that out. And where we look to replace or augment, because we're not really replacing people. We want them focused on the most important things, the more complex things. The target and the idea is to take the standards that we're starting to build out and build templates or choices that we can enforce through technology. So for a risk adjustment, we need these six elements and only these six elements. And each provider is a little bit different, and every EMR is a little bit different.
Sure.
So there's still this customization that has to happen, which is why being strong with the providers and understanding their policies, their procedures, and their needs is critical for the reusability. Mm-hmm. So taking an approach where we can confidently pull the appropriate resources, think fire, right? So we can pull the fire resources, distill it down to exactly what is needed and nothing more. Mm-hmm. So with that, we can take all of that manual chart selection and pull technology into it. And then we can still apply quality assurance checks to it so that we're not deviating from any expectation of what we're delivering or sharing.
Interesting. And that, you know, it's required per HIPAA to not share more than's needed. And
minimum necessary. Is a big thing.
Yeah, it's a real thing that I think some people don't follow. But anyway, that's a different topic. As you look at it, you know, and kind of automating this and doing interoperability to get the data where it needs to go, what do you see as maybe three or four of the main challenges in achieving interoperability in today's environment?
Well, I think I just hit on a couple of them, which is every provider is a little different and every EMR is still a little bit different and every implementation of those EMRs are not necessarily consistent. Mm-hmm. So we see that there's a lot of localization that happens at a particular practice, whether it's simply how they're using core functionality or customizations that they put in. And all of that has to be taken into account when you're starting to extract data from a technology perspective. Where does this resource exist? Where does this element live? So think about it like shopping, right? You have to go into the grocery store, know exactly what shelf the orange Tic Tacs are on because they asked for orange Tic Tacs, not the white ones. So understanding that at each level of where you go into for each purpose of use is probably the single biggest challenge.
Wow.
Again, it's why really being embedded into the provider practices, especially early on, until things truly get more standardized as more availability or access to the US CDI standards starts to really bubble up, but we're not quite there yet.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, a patient says, give me my data. They don't even know what that means.
Right.
And you can't just say, oh, here's a dump. Yeah, that doesn't make sense either. Interesting. How is MRO trying to solve some of these challenges?
So again, taking all of our experience, and we're going to continue to pass around charts, but eventually the goal is to really begin to shift from passing out an entire medical record to just sharing relevant clinical information.
Mm-hmm.
So providing like almost immediate insights to what is actually important or required for the person who's actually requesting that data. So as we can get more confidence in extracting elements and honing in on the particular resources and delivering that, I think is where a lot of this is going, especially as we start to exchange more and more electronically.
Interesting. And talk about what success looks like when it comes to both the payers and the providers. Can we create a win-win for payers and providers? We don't hear that very often in healthcare, but can you create that when it comes to interoperability?
I think we can. It's still going to take time. Trusting that we're able to pull exactly what is intended and sharing it for the right reasons is really important. So building on that provider trust, enforcing their expectations based on their policies and the privacy rules and minimum necessary, I think is going to be key to that. For the requesters, turnaround time, speed, how quickly can we get the information that's critical for them to help with their processes? And then there's a symbiotic relationship where information has to come back to the provider. So how do they get information back instead of just giving away, that allows them to drive better care down to their patients.
Interesting. Yeah, well, in some ways it goes back to the automation discussion.
Absolutely.
You know, because at the end of the day, providers need to fulfill the requests and payers need the data.
That's right.
And if it's automated, then they're happier to do it.
And if we can alleviate the burden of some of the administrative work, we can allow the providers to do what they really want to be doing, which is taking care of their patients.
They don't want to fulfill RACOMs? I can't believe that. Of course not. So, you know, as you look at MRO, you've been working in this, you know, space for a while, sharing this data. Talk to us about some of the results to date from sharing the data.
So we're seeing a couple of really powerful success points in a variety of the product lines that we have. In our payer space, we have a large provider, insurance company in the DMV area. And what we're seeing is that we've helped them improve HEDIS scores, we're helping build longitudinal patient records, and we're able to deliver at a scale for their risk adjustment volume that they weren't able to achieve when we weren't directly connected to their provider network. And on the provider side, we're starting to see that reduction of burden. We're starting to see some of the abrasion for all of this demand start to diminish and allowing them to refocus. And again, this establishment of trust with the provider that the information is only going out for what it was intended to and only what was needed is really starting to like take root in what we're doing. So the success for that is the providers are starting to be more willing to share and engage, which opens up more and more use cases to allow us to buy more and more technology, which is really founded on the interoperability systems.
Interesting. Well, Anthony, this was really insightful. And I think we all believe that there's going to be more data sharing coming. There's
Absolutely.
More requests.
Yes.
I think we all have an insatiable appetite for data. So I appreciate you sharing these insights and perspectives. And thanks everyone for watching and listening.
Thanks, John.
If you want to find more great healthcare IT content like this, be sure to check it out at healthcareittoday.com or search for Healthcare IT Today on your favorite podcasting applications. Thanks, Anthony.
Appreciate being here.